Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Feast of the Epiphany marks the traditional end of the Christmas season, the 12th night. It commemorates the day, as we heard in the Gospel, on which the three wise men from the East, the Magi, arrived in Bethlehem to adore the child Jesus, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts, of course, are precious in themselves, but they also have a symbolic significance. Gold symbolizes kingship, since gold is the traditional standard of monetary value and exchange. And we know that Jesus is the king, not of a particular nation or people, but of all nations and all peoples. Indeed, he is the Lord of all creation. And incense is a symbol of divinity, and so we, following ancient custom, incense the altar at certain points of a high Mass, at the entrance as we prepare for Mass, at the offertory when we say the words of Psalm 141, "Let my prayer, O Lord, be directed as incense in thy sight, the lifting up of my hands like an evening sacrifice." And then at the consecration, when the miracle of transubstantiation takes place, we incense the host and the chalice as the bread and wine are transformed into the true body and blood of Christ. And we bow our heads to acknowledge that Jesus, who was born into our world as a human child, is also the one true God, creator of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. And finally, myrrh symbolizes death, since in ancient times, dead bodies were perfumed with myrrh and other precious oils and spices. And this is perhaps the most haunting symbol of all, for we know that Jesus as God did not need to die, but he accepted death for our sake in order that death might be destroyed and we might inherit eternal life. The St. Andrew Missal tells us that, while at Christmas we extol the union of our Lord's divinity with his humanity, at the Epiphany we honor the mystic union of our souls with Christ. The word Epiphany means manifestation, illumination, or recognition. And in classical Greek tragedy, there is a moment called the Epiphany when the hero or heroine recognizes the full truth of his dramatic situation. And so, in a similar way, the Magi represent all of us as Christians and as believers in recognizing Jesus in three ways. First, as our King who governs us and all the circumstances of our lives. Second, as our God who created us and who knows us more intimately than we know ourselves. And third, as our Savior, the one who was born to deliver us from sin and death. Saint Leo the Great said, "In the adoring Magi, let us acknowledge the first fruits of our own calling and faith, and let us commemorate with hearts full of joy the foundation of this, our blessed hope. For from this moment we have begun to enter our heavenly inheritance." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.